Manuscript Releases, Volume 7, Numbers 419 to 525. MR, Number 472. Early Education of Youth. In all our churches, there should be schools and teachers in those schools who are missionaries. It is essential that teachers be educated to act their important part in educating the children of Sabbath keepers, not only in the sciences, but in the scriptures. These schools, established in different localities and conducted by God-fearing men and women, as the case demands, should be built upon the same principles as were the schools of the prophets. Special talent should be given to the education of the youth. The children are to be trained to become missionaries, and but few understand distinctly what they must do to be saved. Few have the instruction in religious lines that is essential. If the instructors have a religious experience themselves, they will be able to communicate to their students the knowledge of the love of God they have received. These lessons can only be given from those who are themselves truly converted. And this is the noblest missionary work that any man or woman can undertake. Children should be educated to read, to write, to understand figures, to keep their own accounts when very young. They may go forward, advancing step by step in this knowledge. But before everything else, they should be taught that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. They may be educated line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. But the one aim ever before the teacher should be to educate the children to know God and Jesus Christ whom he has sent. Teach the youth that sin in any line is defined in the scriptures as transgression of the law. Sin originated with the first great apostate. He was a disobedient subject. He led the family of heaven into disobedience, and he and all who were united with him were cast out of the paradise of God. Teach the children in simple language that they must be obedient to their parents and give their hearts to God. Jesus Christ is waiting to accept and bless them if they will only come to him and ask him to pardon all their transgressions and take away their sins. And when they ask him to pardon all their transgression, they must believe that he will do it. God wants every child of tender age to be his child, to be adopted into his family. Young though they may be, the youth may be members of the household of faith, and have a most precious experience. They may have hearts that are tender and ready to receive impressions that will be lasting. They may have their hearts drawn out in confidence and love for Jesus and live for the Savior. Christ will make them little missionaries. The whole current of their thoughts may be changed so that sin will not appear a thing to be enjoyed, but to be hated and shunned. Small as well as older children will be benefited by this instruction. And in thus simplifying the plan of salvation, the teachers will receive as great blessings as those who are taught. The Holy Spirit of God will impress the lessons upon the receptive minds of the children, that they may grasp the ideas of Bible truth in their simplicity. And the Lord will give an experience to these children in missionary lines. He will suggest to them lines of thought which the teachers themselves did not have.